Peace, everyone. This is Alicia coming to you from Houston, Texas. You are tuning in to the Microdosing Podcast. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you taking time out of your day to listen to this information. So today's episode is about yoga and using it as an actual healing modality, which I think is extremely important. Yoga has been essential to my personal healing journey. And just a quick story, you know, probably back in 2000 and I'm going to say five or something like that. That's when I began doing yoga. A girlfriend and I decided to go to a gym. And that's the first place that I practiced yoga. Lucky for me, I had an amazing yoga instructor who continues to dedicate her life to yoga. So it's been many, many years now and had been practicing since the late 90s. So shout out to Kiva for just being one of my favorite yogis. And that just really was one of the people who helped me better understand through practice how vital yoga is to everyday living. So shout out to her. Also, you know, as we continue our journey in the realm of energy work, you know, we just want to focus on certain things because I think that there are definitely some misconceptions, and I'll share my own with you. Initially, when yoga was presented to me in the 90s, I was young, I was naive and ignorant as it pertained to yoga. And I remember thinking that it had something to do with being out of alignment with my personal belief system at the time, thinking that it would tamper with that. Not necessarily anything that was like dark or anything like that, but because I didn't have the information and I wasn't in a place of receiving the information, I was like, oh no, get that back away from me. I'm not doing that. All of these strange movements. And it was just my own ignorance. I didn't understand. Fast forwarding all the way until I began doing yoga consistently, probably in about 2005, I think it is. You know, I started understanding that this is something that felt very natural to my body. I've worked out. I've done, you know, I used to run. I've done walking. I swim. I ride my bike. I do all of these things. I've even done some intensity training with boxers and all of that. Yoga is the thing that I always come back to. That's the healing modality that feels most natural to me, right? So although people, you know, will look at or view yoga as a form of exercise, it's actually a way to increase flexibility and build strength. And it's also so much more than that. Yoga is a powerful healing modality that not only enhances your physical health, but it also nourishes your mental and emotional well-being. What do I mean by that? Well, when you start doing yoga, it allows just in the movements for one, I think the first thing that I realized in doing yoga is how much I didn't trust my body to do certain poses that, you know, I approached it as exercise, like, let me hold this pose, let me hold it for as long as I can. And then coming out of the pose, I would gasp for air. And it's very opposite of that. It's like move into this pose. And as you're moving into it, check in with your breathing. What's happening in your body as you're breathing? Where is your focus at while you're in this pose? And so one of the things that I have found that has really assisted me in trusting my body is, what is my internal dialogue as I'm practicing yoga for any length of time? Like, what am I telling myself? Am I encouraging myself and reminding myself that this body today may not be able to do what it did yesterday? That's not what it needs. It wants something else. And to me, that is the beauty of yoga. Every day is different. There is something that you can do to maximize the benefits of yoga every day, and your body will give back to you and honor you for being a listener and allowing your body to communicate to you. You can create this dialogue between you and your emotional body and your mental body and your spiritual body, and your physical body will respond to that. So for me, that's the power in it. You know, it is just so powerful when you connect all of those things together. And when you practice yoga regularly, it allows you to form a personal relationship with yourself. Unlike other forms of exercise that often focus on the external performance, yoga encourages you to tune inward. It asks you to listen. It asks you to understand your needs and to know your limits. This mindful attention, it fosters respect and compassion towards your body. So a lot of times we want, a lot of times we desire for people to give us compassion, for people to be kind to us, to people to, you know, treat us well. But that relationship begins with self. And yoga is a great way to not push yourself so hard and say, oh my goodness, I can't do that, or oh my goodness, that hurts. You can start with micro movements and allow your body to just get accustomed to what it is that you're doing a little bit at a time. And micro cyclic movements are extremely helpful. You would be surprised at how starting small will allow you to go big later. And a lot of things like standing on your head and doing these other inversion poses are very rewarding, right, externally. But there are so many other things that you can do that give you that same benefit. So yoga gives you alternative ways of doing things to get the same benefits of what people do that seems like out of your range. I studied with Robert Bustani. That is where I received my certification from. And it came with an apprenticeship that was really intense for about 18 months. And I learned so much by having this apprenticeship because, again, it connected all bodies. And so Robert focuses on micro movements, on cyclic movements, and it really does open up your body in a different way. The name of his yoga studio is Pralaya Yoga. They no longer have a location, but he does offer virtual practices and has people in place to support you through that journey if you are interested. So that would be pralaya.com, P-R-A-L-A-Y-A.com. And he is also in the season 3 or 4 episode as the featured guest. And so it's a beautiful conversation where he shares more about what he does and why he developed this particular system of yoga. And like I said, something remarkable happens when we consistently give our bodies this experience of mindful movement. Our bodies begin to crave it. Just as we might crave certain foods when we're deficient in certain nutrients, our bodies long for the sense of balance, energy, and calmness that yoga provides. So I do incorporate yoga in my personal practice at Analog Earth Healing Hub. I do private sessions mostly, but I do offer classes from time to time. So whether you're new to yoga or you've been practicing for years, experience it as a healing journey and allow it to add powerful dimension to your wellness practice. I guarantee you, you will not be dissatisfied. So yeah, that's what I want to tell you about yoga as a healing modality, not just as something you go and do. The years have changed and rules are different in yoga studios, but whatever yoga studio that you visit or go to, just remember to be mindful. People are on their mats and people are really going through things. So be mindful of the chatter that you may have when people are in Savasana preparing for their class or even afterwards. Be mindful about how much movement you make at the end of the class if you need to leave early. Just remember, yoga is about, it's a mindful practice. So I just wanted to say that as well. Before we conclude, let's remember, yes, the upcoming Wellness Woman Retreat in Sedona, Arizona is from October 26th through the 29th, 2023. We plan to have a deep healing experience, and there are so many magnificent things planned for you. I'm so excited of just about being outside at night in the desert and just feeling the quietness and the stillness and the darkness. I am so looking forward to that. And it's going to be a new moon. It's going to be a great time for bonfires, manifestations. Ah, I have so much planned on my agenda, and Raquel, Connie, and Adrian do as well. So we look forward to supporting you in that space. For more information, please visit loveherretreats.com. and figure out what plan works for you. There are also payment plans if that's what you feel like you need. So that's a good thing too. So that brings us to the end of today's episode. Join me next time as we delve into intuitive therapy and its role in energy healing. Until then, remember, healing involves the body, mind, and the spirit. It's about listening, understanding, and honoring your entire self. Thank you again for joining me on this journey. Take care and be kind to each other. Till we speak again, I am your host, Alicia. Peace and progress.